In fact, the 4.5 magnitude tremor occurred along an unmapped fault line between the Concord and Calaveras faults. How did we miss a whole fault line? Sarah Minson, a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, says these unmapped faults actually are not that uncommon.
I mean, you can't hide a San Andreas fault. You can't hide a fault that goes all the way from end to end and has huge earthquakes that rupture the surface. But a little one that doesn't break the surface, you can hide.
The good news about this unmapped fault line, it's small. And as Dr. Minson says,
magnitude is the physical size of an earthquake. And so if you have a fault that is physically small and can only host a small length of rupture, then the biggest earthquake it can have is limited.
She adds that seismologists are always working to map out new faults, but because some of these tiny faults can be so difficult to detect, there's always a chance that the first time we'll find them is when they move. Keith Menconi, KCBS.